Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions. Thank you for tuning in to Hill Talk Radio.
We really going to chill tonight and get to a little bit of music because it's so nice outside, man. I personally wanted to be out there, but hey, you know, duty calls. You know what I'm saying? And, we have to be able to broadcast and talk to my folks. So I'd like to know how everybody's feeling out there. Shouts out, first of all my people that's online. Thank you. Tune in for a special camp. Well, appreciate it. I don't know what y'all think y'all are special to me. It was very nice today. Yesterday was cool. It was like a precursor to what was going on today. And that today is even better. You know what I'm saying? We all got a chance to get out there and enjoy that weather, I hope. You know what I'm saying? And if you didn't, that is on you. Don't be ashamed, don't be shy. It's your boy. We here tonight for you. 646-478-0944. Y'all can all check me out on Facebook, on YouTube, Big Nation. And just a few things up there if you'd like to let your boy. So, before we get the show going on, we're going to play another song of the track of the title sequence. The Youth Group Project. This is called How. B-Max. Let's talk radio.
After I was fooled, was it how I thanked you dearly for all your generosity? Whoa, whoa.
But why do you do it? Won't let me touch you,
keeping me at distance and managed to get a kiss.
No, no. Keep on teasing me when you know you should be teasing me. Always having what I'm needing, babe. Never giving what I want, babe.
Oh, baby.
How could you keep on teasing me?
How could you?
Come on.
yes, man, yes, man. And that is How by your boy, you make the image of the CD Bugle Project. It is Monday, May the 1st, and we are here with Hill Talk Radio. I'm going to send this shout out to my nigga Corrupt out there. What's up, dog? Should be on there about the same time. Boy, the rest of this radio is on tonight. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check them out too. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let everybody know that we are broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio, Varsity Music Studios, and I have the major host for tonight. There's been a lot of stuff going on in the city, man, you know. A lot of things happening around this country, and I personally, I'm trying to figure it out. You know, it's not really like I'm somebody special, I'm just your average person. You know, you got something to say, I got a opinion. And I know you do too. So I'm here to listen. More to do a lot of talking from here to listen. You know, sometimes we as people don't give enough time to the ear. We give more time to our mouthpiece because it really sounds slick and it really sounds good. But we fathom in our brains to relay to people. Knowing good and damn well that when you tell somebody something, they're either going to believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? I want us to start practicing a little bit of discipline in our lives. At this point, man, it just really killing your ass or locking your ass up. Either way, you did. You know what I'm saying? The violence in our cities needs to stop. We have to have a little bit more patience when we're dealing with each other. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys out there, you know, slinging things and shit. You might owe somebody some money. Pay them motherfuckers money. You know what I'm saying? Because your life ain't worth all of that. You know, we got these decisions and these big old rulings that's being handed down about these, you know, officers of the goddamn law. You know what I'm saying? All this excessive force shit. And you got these people that's killing each other in the back alleys. People being found in abandoned buildings. I mean, we have to pull together somehow to try and make some type of differences, you know, starting our community. We get a lot of promises from these politicians. We get a lot of promises from these religious leaders. Saying, oh, we're going to step in and do something. Everybody got a promise for you. Everybody got the answer. But the truth of the matter is that the people, and I'll put that in quotations, always sit back and wait for somebody to tell them to move. Or they wait for somebody else to move first, then they move. We live in a land that follows us. We got to change that attitude. We got to change that attitude quick because, I mean, they even pushing the end times down your throat right now. And we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know when the end of the world is supposed to be and all of this and all that. It ain't happened yet. I mean, of course, the earth goes and changes every, you know, 26, 28, sometimes 36,000 years. It goes through cycles. It's a livable, breathing thing. You know what I'm saying? It evolves. It changes. This earth's been around millions of years. Millions. And I ain't just talking about one or two. know, they found evidence of dinosaurs and shit 220 something million years ago. It was even as far back as 250 million years ago. Just imagine how old the Earth is itself. Mankind is not that old. We're older than, you know, our scientists and, you know, all these, you know, experts all say that we are. I mean, damn. The Bible says one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. We're in 2013 right now. And 2013 years ago, time was going backwards. So 2013 years ago, we was in zero. I wonder how that shit happened. Who calculated that? You know, zero. So, yeah, I'll make y'all comment. I want to let y'all know that all the views and opinions expressed here in this show, this broadcast, are solely those of my imagination. I wish. Am I not trying to impart? Is it my intent of any of my thoughts, my beliefs, any of just my opinions that I'm relaying to the listening audience? Whether you agree with me or not agree with me, that is your choice. It is your mind, and it is your decision to make. Now that we have shared that, we got that shit out the way, y'all. We can relax and have a good show tonight. I've been reading, I've been listening to a whole lot of documentaries on both sides of the coin. And I must say, this morning I was listening to a documentary from Pastor Ray Hagin, and he was telling us about the Tower of Babel. I'm going to have to do more as far as following the references that are presented to me when it comes to a religious nature, but here on the air, I really don't like to get into that, because I found that even on my Facebook page, that whenever I post my opinion about something, or even if I just post some information that is interesting, intriguing, and it may even be true, I get met with resistance for nothing, really, because they don't, you know, participate in what we're doing here. I just thought that if it was that serious or whatever with this person, that they would talk to me on the air about it. I mean, I've invited them many, many times, to no avail. So, the topic for tonight would be our originality. You know what I'm saying? These are my own words. Our originality. When I say our originality, where do we come from? You know what I'm saying? Each and every one of us in this country, our families, especially Black folks, I'm not saying, and it is evidence that Black people were not the only slaves, but I'm thinking Black first, because, I mean, basically it's the category that they call this, classification. It's what I know right now. Okay, what I am learning is how to get away from that, what they consider a category of people or a race of people. But listening to Dr. Claude Anderson, a race is basically a competition between, you know what I'm saying, two types of different peoples. And racism is the act of being a race, practicing, always racing. You know what I'm saying? So I can do a little bit more research on things just like me. I'm not saying I know it all. I'm not saying that I found all the answers to every question that I have. I'm just saying that not knowing anything about it never made a difference. You know what I'm saying? But when I started to look for the answers and search for the answers to the questions that I had, they started to appear. Just talk about it. You know, I could be looking for one thing and something else I thought about would come to. And I'm pretty sure that they can, you know, can work for you like that also. I see you got the blue marker on your phone, 216-883, but once you press that one key, then I know you want to talk. Otherwise, just keep on listening, and we are grinding with you here on Who It Talk Radio. What is amazing that I find is that so many people are followers. It just goes back to the statement that I made earlier about how everybody usually and normally sit back and wait for somebody else to make a move and then applaud them or disapprove. Not even doing this thing on their own. Right? We have to get past the inner stereotypes of our people. One of the reasons that we are separated is because we were conditioned to be, you know what I'm saying, a group together could never be conquered. You know, we forgot how to be who we are. We got to get back to what we used to be. See, a lot of people don't understand when I say, you know what I'm saying, know the history of it. I was drinking for a long time. Just taking everything at face value, told me that this is true, and most of the time people tell you things that are ones you trust. And your elders, and they trust that they are in connection with, you know what I'm saying, the divine ones. Because there are other realms that we are not aware of. You know what I'm saying? And it sounds crazy, but it's true. The only reason why I sound crazy is because somebody said to you, oh, you believe in all that voodoo shit. Shit ain't voodoo. Spirituality. But it's a choice that you have to make to understand. And trust me, when you understand something, that does not mean that you stand under it. It means you comprehend. Got to pay attention to the language, folks. I always say that. Pay attention to the language of what it is you are ingesting. You know what I'm saying? Be ready to find any term that you don't find, that you comprehend, because that's the best way to learn something. Sometimes you have to teach yourself. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, whenever I get ready to teach myself something, like right now, I'm learning to master my tools. The tools that I use to write music and everything, it's a big thing, you know what I'm saying? And so I have to learn the process step by step. And that means from time to time, open up the owner's manual and learn some things to get to the next step of my awareness and the operation of this machine. It was the same thing in life. You know what I'm saying? I heard once that there is no Black Bible. Only the African Heritage Bible, which is just another version, okay, of King James Bible. I didn't know, or maybe I just forgot that there was a new King James Bible. I've heard of the NIV, I've heard of one place by the Gideon. It's just 5,000. The last count, 5,000 change, maybe. That's just too many. Why can't we go back to the original text so that we can understand the original language as it was intended? And not what somebody decided, you know, is going to be their plan. Alright, so what I want y'all to focus on tonight is practicing, teaching yourself, alright, learning how to use your own mind, coming to your own conclusion. You know what I'm saying? Everything, I'm not even going to say it, because that just not going to follow me. It's not going to follow anybody, because we're not getting ready to. It's a beautiful night, okay? And ain't that I'm ready for it. I have my own opinions about spirituality, and at this point, I wish to keep them simple. That's okay with y'all, and I will do that. And at least for now. Because at some point, y'all gonna have to know where I stand. You know, it is in order for you to understand me and where I come from, you're gonna have to understand more than what you can read in your holy Bible. That's what it is. Alright. We are going to play a nice song, Chef Kittle. 7 rounds. That seems to be the topic that's going on in our community these days. Good talk. Radio.
Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. RIP Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Casualties in organized cop killing. 12 Caucasians, Anna Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. I'm sorry, man. Hold up, black cops are about to get mad.
Yep,
cause you working right along with the Klan. Black Shield, the black police, the officers. Why your link condemning racist cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job as racist white.
Yep.
Police Patrolmen Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball redneck, he has a way with words.
Get in here.
He said the cops did a good job.
For real?
Yeah, he's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down, demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick, accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down, put it in the rhyme, cause I was there, huh, on the front line. 137 shots from 13 cops, reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots, reload. Time to make it stop. Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth about what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life, it doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over bad mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards, they ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park and E.C. 137 shots from 13 cops, no gun or shell casings found on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killings, we need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Now it's time for a reloaded break. Once again, once again, once again. Now it's time for a reloaded break. So let's count it off. 10, 20, 30, 40. Reload. 50, 60. 70, 80, reload, 90, 100, 110, 120, reload, 130, 137, and you know, reload. Local prosecutor to prosecute cops, this is a bad joke that y'all need to stop. Our prosecutor, name's Tim McGinney, but our cops endorsed his candidacy.
Yep.
Our own monitor and self can't trust it. Bring in the U.S. Justice Department. Let me break it down like this to everybody. 372 cop cars in a fleet. but only 19 have dash cams.
Sad.
They don't want us to see.
Nope.
Peace.
I'm hustling, no money every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. Gotta change my life. I'm hustling, no money every single day, yet I'm still struggling. Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. I'm on the block, I got my rocks. I wanna put them down, I wanna stop. I wanna give it up. I wanna walk away, I wanna live right, Lord, your way. I wanna change, I wanna be an honest man, but it seems the devil has his own plans for my life that ends in the early grave. But I heard Jesus, Son of God, saying, I really need you more than ever. Wrap your love around me in the cold like a sweater. Make it better, I'm sick and tired of the game. I come up daily, but nothing in my life changed. I'm doing wrong, I'm out here feeling all alone. That's why I'm crying out to you, Lord, on this song. Just pick me up and show me a brighter day. It's dark in my life, Lord, change my ways.
Gotta change my life, I'm hustling. I'm out here every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling my mind every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me. I'm tired of smoking. I'm tired of drinking. Every time I take a sip, I sit back and start thinking of my life. Depression starts to creep in, telling me you really want your life to end. But that's a lie. I know that voice didn't come from God, but I try. Gotta fight just to stay alive in this world, especially when this world's so cruel. In these streets, you gotta play by the rules. But I'm a fool, cause Lord, I know your word. Yet I'm out here in these streets, rolling, flipping birds. And have you heard? Our friends are in the pen of dead. They've been misled by something that the devil said. But you're the truth. The truth shall set me free. I'm searching for peace, Lord. Can you come and save me? Release the pressure, the pain from within. 1 John 1:9. If I confess, you forgive my sins.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling. I'm hustling every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Gotta change my life. I'm hustling. I'm hustling every single day, yet I'm still struggling.
Lord, can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Can you change my ways? Lord, can you change my ways? Help me.
Keep the wisdom in my life, but it's evil in my sight. So I pray to the Lord to bless my soul and take control. I know it's almost time to go. Racing to death, your word is kept. Now Jesus, well, but I cannot slip and take a trip in the endless pit. Surrounded by hate, it makes me sick. Searching for peace, and I'm on my knees. God, help me maintain in Jesus' name. And I want these sins within a burning flames. Gotta make a change. One life to live, and I give my all to you. A demon scheming, thinking it's us to slipping. It got me tripping. Take this proposition and listen. Just stay on my mission. Losing dispute in my mental pollution, my temper. Remember there's life after death. Keep it health, now that's wealth. Don't play yourself, some time is left. Have peace with yourself. And every day I'm gonna pray to the Lord to change my ways. I'ma drop my guns and join the church and do it God's ways. And then I'll change into a better man. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out and grabbing my hand.
Pulled over to the side. And then,
You know how the game goes.
Yeah, all right.
Back in the day.
You know how the game goes, man. So now you know what's up. So how you feeling about what's going on right now? I mean, we got some crazy shit going on in our community. What do you think?
Well, hey, you know, if everybody was to take a pause for the cause and reevaluate and rethink whatever they're trying to do, they would have better results. And right now, what's going on in the community right now, I mean, when you look at what's going on from the school systems into what I look at is the employment world, because how can the mid-adults get an opportunity to teach the kids if the kids are watching the mid-adults suffer?
Right.
So we got it somewhere along the line. We got to draw a line in the sand and say, damn it, shit, we're going to have to compromise and work together.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. And that's pretty much on the lines of what I was saying, man. You know, it's like, you know, we can't move forward unless we all come together with the same idea. You know what I'm saying? We already have been through.
It makes it don't even necessarily have to be the same ideal. A multitude of ideals can always, even if one of them out of the, I'd say a million, if one of them is valid, you got at least 999, you know, to that good of great inventions that are to come now.
Right. That's right. The only thing we just can't afford to do, man, is just wait for that one person. And it got to take, might just take one spark, man, but it take everybody to move together. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what I'm saying.
Right.
Everybody can't just sit back and let one person, you know, the staff, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put it, all the marbles in this bag and, you know, shake them up and see what we come up with. People, man, we ought to have 999 bags of marbles.
That's right.
Everybody can put a marble out the bag, you know what I'm saying, and add to the cause. And that's what's up. We all sitting here and we're doing our thing right here in Cleveland, Ohio. Real Talk Radio, which is really nice. And I ain't playing. Now, y'all was just listening to Change My Ways, the past tone. That boy hot, man. You got a request or something that you want to hear?
Yeah, you know my request here. I mean, shit, you play a little motherfucker. You play motherfucker.
Little motherfucker. Let me see if I got that on my playlist. I don't think I should have, but I don't know why. But I don't have it on my playlist, man. Anything else?
How you not going to have that head hitter?
I don't know, man. I'm slipping at that. I'm slipping like a motherfucker for real.
Let's see. Well, I got one for you. Give me a positive one for the kid.
Okay. Let's see what we can do. I'm trying to work my magic, though.
All right.
Let's see if I can't pull that up for you right quick. Because that's just what we do. Real Talk Radio, man. We got to work some magic in the heart. Everybody be happy. I tell you what, though, man.
What's that?
I was late the fuck out, man. Last night, man, I was laid out. I mean, I was gone, man. G-O-N-E.
I couldn't believe.
Them
MGDs pulled us to the wayside.
Yeah, man. That ain't no joke.
I went down like a ton of bricks.
Shit, man, that was what it did. I'm telling you.
That right there was off the chain, man. That was pure. Right. I can't say just how much pure that was. That was, man. So y'all know what's up, man. This is Cheese on the line. You know what I'm saying? This is another member of the round table, man. We sit around and we chop it up. We get deep with our conversations, and we bring it to you on Wednesday night. Hood Talk Radio from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Now, what I want y'all to pay attention to is that the main thing that we like to express is always and always, okay, always use and think your own thoughts, okay, use your own mind, man. That's basically control your own life. We are all connected to a higher power spiritually. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, ain't nobody got the wrong spiritual views in life. Ain't nobody wrong, because our Creator connects to each and every one of us individually. So if you can understand that, then you know, maybe, just maybe, we wouldn't have to have all of this contention in the world over, you know, what one person believes is right or is wrong or whatever. So, y'all think for yourself. Probably on hot. Right now we have about 40% of your downloads, so I'm gonna see what I can do about that to make that one there happen. You know what I'm saying? So right now, while we waiting on that to happen, shout this phone number out, y'all. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. First number. One key. I see we got about one. You know, 5 calls for everybody in the red zone. First one key if you want to talk. Cheese on the line. If you got something you want to say. All right. Don't forget, if there's anything that you didn't like that you heard on this show tonight, all you got to do is call again. All right, on a Friday night, complain to me, complain to Blog Talk Radio. What are they going to do? They tell you to call the number to the show and highlight. So that's cool. I'm here for you. All right? I'm here for you.
That's right.
We like to interact with our people, you know what I'm saying? We ain't no standoffish kind of guys, you know. We here for Cleveland, Ohio. That's saying, and we chillin'. Got Davion in the house. You know what I'm saying? Big brother. What's up? Mm-hmm. Got Squeak in the house. G2. You know what I'm saying? I'm G3. I don't know.
Transformer.
Hmm?
It'll be G-Force in a minute.
And you know G-Force. This shit, for real. But that's what it is, man. It's the new generations coming in. You know what I'm saying? A whole new set of people, the world leaders, and everybody else.
That's right.
This world now, so we got to be ready to support them. We got to be ready to lead them and direct them and get them into a frame of mind where, you know, moving forward and progress is important to them. So let's just see what we can do about that. Make some good shit happen for our people. All right, y'all. So in the meantime and in between time, we're going to see if we can't get this here track up and running for you. So I already got 99%. It's kind of fast. We're doing good. Let's see what happens. Yeah. Bling, bling. Bling, bling. Oh, no. It's working. Just, you know, we need for the process. So, once it's processed, then I'll be able to play it.
And that is
then. Anything else you want to hear? I know. You know what we're going to hear right now? Man, we're going to hear our homie, man. He going to get down.
See, blood. Talk about it. See about it. Talk crazy, yeah.
Coming through, you bitch ass niggas know how the fuck I do. I don't roll with a crew. You can catch me on the dolo with some fresh ass waves, some J's and a polo. White rock my chain on top for my white tee. Got a good bitch, but I can't see her being wifey. Going off them compass, yeah, nigga might be hyphy, shiesty, ain't a nigga like me. No, I can't go pro, cause I go back to being grimy. Burn a nigga, dump them off, and they'll never find me. Cannons in my palm, blasting off their arms. Hit the nigga twice, the third time is the charm. I'm a dog, you can wear that. I don't fuck with scary cats. My money, I'ma marry that. My pistol, I'ma carry that. I told you I'm a soldier with coke and bacon soda. And I'ma keep it up till I re-up with a Range Rover. Hold on, well, hold on. Talk about it, be about it. I come and see about it. Make your mama read about it. The Glock, I don't leave without it. Talk about it, be about it. I come and see about it. Make your mama read about it. The strap, I don't leave without it. Y'all motherfuckers better get ready. This C-Blood, whole nine shit for you niggas. I'm coming for niggas' heads. Check me out. Shoot him up, bang, bang. Blood let his nuts hang. Rock the long gold chain. Rock the soft cocaine. Don't fuck with proclaims. Fuck with getting money, niggas. Don't play no games. Ain't shit funny, nigga. Never been a bummy.
I'm the baddest motherfucker in the city. Singing my song and I'm up in your head while I'm laying with your lady. Just cause I rap, I don't get no pay. So hey, tonight you motherfuckers gonna hit me. Just cause I rap, I don't get no pay. So hey, tonight you motherfuckers gonna hit me.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I told you he was gonna work some magic for that damn track.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Right here, man. Head Talk Radio. We do more than just talk about shit in the neighborhood. We talk about shit on nationwide level, state level, community level, personal level, human level, alien levels, historical levels. And we talk about musical shit too, man. Speaking of which, I just want y'all to know that C-Level is hosting that open mic. I think we was talking about on Tuesday night at the 5 o'clock lounge. It's out there on Detroit, I believe, 119 or something. They keep sending me Facebook, but I don't really do the Facebook that much, only in the morning when I'm arguing about my spirituality too, you know. So that shit don't need to hear nor there, but the whole thing about having a place to go and do an open mic is something that we all need to look into. So y'all look into the 5 o'clock lounge out there in Lakewood. It's on Detroit, like 119-20 or 119-40, one of those two addresses. This is in that range. I'll get the exact address for y'all. I'm going to make up and come and show this Friday. Saturday night show is going to be broadcasted late. We are not not going to broadcast, just broadcasting late. I got to do a few hours in the DJ booth, you know what I'm saying? And I'll spend a couple records for a few hours, man, and we'll be on a little bit after that. So y'all be looking forward to come on around 11 o'clock, all right? So we'll still get your 2 hours. And I will play the music that we've been playing. Hopefully we can pick up a few more of y'all great listeners that we had. 646-478-0944. And you are listening to your boy Mexican Fly here on Real Talk Radio. And what we're going to do is I was looking into this magazine. You know, so I always stay trying to read something. One of our favorite magazines, you know, the scene. And I want y'all to understand that I ain't trying to advertise to them another name paying me. Because sometimes they have really good stories in here. And one thing that I want to say is that they are good at making black people look fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's that little shorty got my money.
She said he wants his money, man. That's got it.
Yeah. Yeah. On his body.
That's where my money at. Where my money? You got my money? What? Supposed to have my money?
No.
65. Yeah.
No. We're going to hang him upside down on a clothesline. We're
going to hang him upside down. But, you know, this dude, his name is Alfred Cleveland. All right, now, he's from New York. All right, I want y'all to follow this. His name is Alfred Cleveland, from New York, and he got knocked in Akron. All right, now, no, I'm sorry. He was knocked in Lorraine. Now, it's predominantly white people down there. I don't know what y'all know, we go to Lorraine, and it's predominantly white. It's like if this was Alabama, then Lorraine and Mary would be like South, you know. Got a whole lot of Confederacy going on now. Not too much,
Hey, you gotta be careful.
shit because I knew a dude, man. He had his whole motherfucking life ahead of him and shit, you know, getting ready to go into the police department and everything, man, and got caught up the same way. He caught himself being a good Samaritan and helping out a crack. He was distressed. And kind of find out they was putting him in a trick bag. And
wow.
He had a pistol on him and shit. So when they tried to attack him and that thing, he squalls off and bust that motherfucker.
Yeah.
End up killing him. And he ended up having to fucking damn near, you know, let's say he had to fucking put his hole on the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by him having to do that, it's just like you getting raped all over again because shit, the lawyer, man, he took all that boy money. And he still on a track on a mission that he had to still wait for this shit all play out.
Right. And see, and that's, you know what? And that's the same thing in a nutshell. The same thing just went down the other day. I was watching the news earlier, and they was talking about the three girls and the four girls and the security guard at the pancake shop. You know what I'm saying? It was like they was arguing with him. You know what I'm saying? I thought they was arguing the way the story came out first. They was arguing amongst each other. And he comes out to try to, you know, break up the argument or kick them out the restaurant or whatever. And somehow he dropped his gun. But today the story came out that he had his gun drawn because they wouldn't leave. And so I guess he tried to call for backup or whatever. And, you know, they started, you know, attacking him. So you know, he popped one round off.
Wow.
The girl just, unfortunately, the girl got hit in the head. You know, I mean, I'm not happy that shit go down like that, but it's just strange how, you know, people react when there's a fucking gun in your face, man. You know, people ain't getting that. People don't get the message that you don't come back from that shit when it hits you like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why motherfuckers want to be tough in front of a fucking bullet.
Uh-huh. Hey, hit your ass and shit. You suck. I come back.
Well, they ain't charged the man with nothing yet. They ain't charged the security guard with nothing yet. You know, they did not charge the security guard.
By him, he was still defending himself because he told to get the property. And by them refusing to get the property, you automatically have to defend.
I'm so, telling you, man.
See, this is why I say that, you know, everybody got to start paying attention because, you know, they look at, you know, society as being soft. Yet they're not soft. It's just now we're more conscious to what's going on.
Right.
And when you look into what's going on in these neighborhoods and everything, they thought that the mom and pops and them grandpas and grandmas and shit that disappeared. Ain't nobody disappeared. It's just that now when you start getting one and two turn into four turn into eight, and eight turn into 16, now you got a the community.
Right.
No more. So they want to and act like that they're in the Wild Wild West and ain't got respect no or respect them. Reality when they put one of them 6x9.
What's that, man? You got it. I don't care. I got, you know, said a whole lot of. Hold on, let me throw it up in the picture. Come on back over here. Yeah. No. Watch that. So you know what it is, man. We got to start young with these fools.
Right.
But at the same time, man, there's just a lot of shit going on that don't need to necessarily be happening, man. People would just think a little bit more. It's like, for instance, Did you hear about that dude? I think it was either Rhode Island or Connecticut, somewhere out there, man. That got found in the pond. Dude was chained up and a brick was tied to his body.
Shit, that was here.
No, that was here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was here?
Young boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. That shit tripped me out. We saw that shit, man. I don't know if you saw that shit. It didn't surprise me. Yeah. Because that's when I first saw that today, and I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. But then when they showed the picture, I'm like, some people just don't go for that shit, man. You can't, you know, apparently, you know, he wasn't telling somebody that, you know.
Why
you know,
did he?
Like that.
Why? You know,
that's
it might
unfortunate.
And how did he was a man?
Yeah, man. That's terrible.
I'm sorry. I mean, that just that. I mean, you entitled to your opinion and everything, and your vices of life and everything. But I'm sorry, it's not accepted in society.
Shit, ain't just that, man. I mean, you know. They always say the devil is a lie. You know what I'm saying? But damn, dude. I mean, you can't explain that shit away. You know what I'm saying? You transgender. I mean, you still got your parts.
What?
You ain't got enough money. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, no.
Man.
Just wait. I'm supposed to just wait. If you're going to do like that, don't try to trick people. So, you know, y'all, I can't go that way, y'all. I don't agree with it. I could see myself accepting, and I apologize if that offends anybody, but those are my opinions. So, just, you know, I appreciate what you do. If I didn't know it, thanks. Like this old basketball player, you know what I'm saying? They said that he was a shitty basketball player, so if the team dropped him or whatever, ain't nobody going to pick his ass up, you know, 3%, whatever that means, per game, you know what I'm saying, 3-point-something points per game, so that ain't shit. And all of a sudden, he wanted to come out and shock the world. That he gay and all of this, man, I guarantee it's going to be some lawsuits coming up behind this shit. They're trying to act like the whole team is all positive about this motherfucker, you know, coming out of the closet now all of a sudden. He's been in the NBA for 12, 13 years. And now all of a sudden you want to come out, I bet you motherfucking write a book.
You get to make a movie and everything.
That's some crazy shit, man. I couldn't even do it. Can't even see it.
Some nasty motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. He tried to act like he was all straight and shit. He in the locker room with niggas and shit, taking showers and shit. That's crazy.
I guess he couldn't take it no more.
Right. Oh, man. I can't take it no more. That's crazy. So y'all know what to do, man. Y'all can call that number, 646-478-0944. I let your boy E. Max the M. If you can holla at cheese, you know. Because we here on Hood Talk Radio tonight, man. Bring y'all some general conversation. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We talking a little bit about some of everything. You know what I'm saying? Just don't, tonight is just one of those nights. It's beautiful outside. I planned to get out there. I thought about it. I said, shit. I can be somewhere out, and just because it's nice outside, motherfuckers, sure. So I ain't on it yet. I'm going to have to find us a safe location. Because just being out in the open ain't going to work. And then I tried that shit at the duck pond. By 10 o'clock, they be kicking the motherfucker out on the head. Get out of here! Security car riding around in the car. So, yeah. So I ain't trying to get kicked out by the police.
No, no.
They leave the motherfuckers where they at, let them do their job. We all good.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what's up, man. Tomorrow going to be just as beautiful as it was today, so I'm going to try to take care. Be easy, you know what I'm saying? All the way home from work today, all I heard was boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? Boom, 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 boom. And I was just like, damn. It's just, you know, getting out of the summer ain't even got here yet, y'all. So just slow down a little bit, you know? They're doing a lot of construction out there.
They want to
change the shit up.
Make sure y'all remember, they are giving out loud noise tickets.
Sure are. You sure are.
You see the popo, you better turn it down.
You motherfuckers all over the place, too, man. All over the place. It's like, damn, man, if I'm calling you times, you might get pulled over. So watch your asses.
That's right.
All right, well, before we get the fuck out of here, we're going to play another motherfucking track. Let me see what we're going to play. Something that's cool and shit. We got a lot of cooler shit songs. All right, here we go. Cooler song in America. Sweetness. E-Man.
Oh,
Good Talk Radio. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was that one jam right there, man. You're a sweet man. Player boy, you make the image, man, of this project, a deeper project. And I see we got Rosie on the line. 216-704, what it do, Al?
Man, I tell you what I think, man. If I was going to pick up women and stuff like that, you'd be the last person I'd take with me because, man, you get all the women. As soon as you hit that acapella from Sweetness is all over it. What's up, brother?
Oh, man, just chilling. You know what we do.
No. Hey, we just got in from this Black on Black crime meeting, and I'll be calling you off the air in a little while, give you some other developments, but in about a minute and a half, I just want to say, man, pressure burst pipes. What can I say besides that, man? We went down in there after having 200 people on the outside. About 40 to 50 people went home at City Hall on account of that 137 shots. We had about 200 people together. Next thing we know, about 50 people left after it was over and done. 25 might have went to another meeting while some people milled around. If you didn't know, I've mentioned it before. About 25 people went and did their own drum line, got loud, did everything big. And the next thing that I know, it was so loud. It was unbelievably loud that by the time the other 50 of us went to the top floor, we disrupted city council chambers. Mayor couldn't answer any questions, didn't try to. But the next day, because they knew people were serious, all of a sudden, and that's all I want to let people know, is they can check it out for themselves. They decided to go out there and say, hey, we find some of the officers guilty in the pursuit, in the chase, those supervisors guilty, they'll be disciplined. They haven't said what, so they're just like appeasing us a little bit, nothing major yet. But I just want to say that we plan on doubling the pressure until we get the conviction of the officers. And when you go ahead and do certain things, you can get results. But just quit asking for rights that you deserve as people on a whole. Quit asking. Demand your rights and go out there and walk upright and things change for you. That's all I want to say.
It's true, man. It is true. I just wanted to put the reminder out there to everybody that this comes Saturday, 4th. And then on the 4th, Al, the bank is finished the bank with the Donna Brown's care thing.
Yes, sir.
It's Saturday. And you know what? Well, what time does that start?
Oh, man. I'll just say it like this here. This coming Saturday. This Saturday, it's the Word of Righteousness Family Life Center on 13455 Dressler Avenue, Garfield Heights, Ohio, 44125, the Word of Righteousness Family Life Center at 13455 Dressler Avenue. And it will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the 2013 campaign fundraiser for Donna Walker Brown.
And that's what's happening, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all get on over there. The donation is $10. You come on in and have yourself a good time and support Donna Walker Brown in her campaign. War 10. You know, she's running for War 10. So let's all congratulate her and, you know, help support her and make a difference in, you know, our fair city. You know what I'm saying? As far as I understand, she's the only woman running in the race.
Oh, yeah.
Might give her an edge, you know.
And congratulations, ma'am, to the hip-hop community and others. She was the first candidate to file her petitions, the signatures, today, this morning.
That's what's up.
You know, so it was a blessing. So I'd like to give a shout-out and thanks to all the ones who were involved. I wait and do it on a separate show and what have you, but I just want to say, man, the hip-hop community has to be able to stand up and be accounted for doing some things like they were at that rally the past Monday night. And it wouldn't have been done if it wasn't for them stepping up to the plate also.
That's right. I see they're doing a lot of things downtown, man, with this 137 rounds, man. I find it kind of funny how the newscasters now also all of a sudden starting to talk against those cops that has been disciplined. They started to come out like they do black people.
Yeah, really.
If you get a jaywalking ticket, and they'll pull out your whole record.
Right.
Well, this person got caught jaywalking on East 9th Street. And look at this is his role, rap sheet. You know, drugs, murder, kidnapping. You know, everything just because the camera caught you jaywalking.
Right.
Y'all got to remember that.
When they go before the board, everybody now is being scrutinized.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
You see?
And you know it.
So now.
You think about that? Remember when everybody was talking about that facial recognition technology was some bullshit and they weren't going to be using it?
Damn. Right.
Did y'all know they got cameras on every door and every damn store you go into?
Thank you.
That's the fastest way to track a person.
That's
right. Information on a person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, facial recognition. You can get all the information you want on a person.
Yep. That's what y'all. We got a little bit under 4 minutes, and we're going to just ride it out with y'all with this track playing under. It makes me feel good to have, you know, my brothers in the round table here, man. And then, you know what I'm saying, we always bring y'all to understand what's happening in our community. We here every week, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We got Al Porter on the line, shows Monday night, Al Porter, Man in the Street.
All
right. Mm-hmm. That's Monday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then you got Little Talk Radio. Wednesday night, 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Friday and Saturdays, we have Hood Shows Radio. All right. Now, this Saturday, like I said, we're going to start the Saturday night show a little bit late. I think maybe we'll start about 10 o'clock. So that way we won't keep everybody from the club all night. But we'll start about 10, you know what I'm saying, maybe 10:30 left. I don't know. We want to clash with the 216 block and want to show
we'll figure that route.
So we'll work it all out for Saturday night. But everybody, y'all stay tuned to the Talk family, you know what I'm saying? And we always got more. Making an announcement. Before I make this announcement, I want to make sure that I talk to all the key players. And the truth of the matter is, we're getting ready to go national. Alright?
Oh.
So, for this venture, you know what I'm saying, only key people have been selected to be a part of it. So, this is what I consider the kickoff.
Because
I guarantee you, by the time the summer gets here and the festivals and a little bit more of the performances roll around, you're going to see a whole brand new flavor. The attention is just going to jump straight to this little set. Okay, y'all? So, basically, what I'm saying is just get ready to go national.
Okay.
Some things that I'm doing, I've got some things that I'm doing right now, and it's in the works. So I just got to get my other person. So yeah, you know, once the show's over, we gonna talk.
Okay.
Talk to the other person already, and it's a done deal. So as soon as I can get We're going to have to sit down in the meeting, and we're going to all do this together. And so this is what it is right here. This is one that I call out for everybody. We can get ready to bring the whole city to its knees. This is one venture. All right? So,
okay.
And with that, when y'all, we got about 40 seconds. I want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in tonight. Thank you, Al Porter, for calling in. Thank you, Cheese, for hollering at us, coming in on the show tonight, man. It was cool.
Thank you.
To all my online listeners, thank y'all very much for tuning in. We're going to talk radio on a Wednesday night. Take heed to some of the things that you heard. Whether or not, or whether you believe them, all you got to do is investigate the fact. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? Don't always take what somebody tell you and believe it. You know what I'm saying? Do your own research and make sure that you have everything that you need for your own peace of mind. All right? This is your boy, E-Max, and I want to say thank you all. Talk to you Friday.